This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I believe that the government pays people to not riot. And what I mean by that is if there is desperation, if people have... There's no job to go to. There's no way of earning a living. There's no way of paying for food. And even if one has his own garden or her own garden and tries his or her own very best, it still is impossible in today's society to make it all work. I can't do it. I don't know anybody who can. So there has to be some way of earning funds. And if there is none, then if the government doesn't hand people funds to buy food, there will be riots. There'll be burning. There'll be destruction widespread across the country. And I believe that's why the governments do these kind of things. So they have make-work jobs. And Barry Satoro talked about he's got some shovel-ready jobs. You know, it used to be that in the United States, we could build bridges and dams and highways. And now... we don't even have the funds to paint the bridges that we used to build. So everything's broken. Taxes are out of control. Is everything? If it moves, it's taxed. If it doesn't move, it's regulated. And that's from Hillary Clinton. She said something like that. The bottom line is society really needs to have people feel that they are contributing, that they are having a positive impact, and that they are that their lives are worthwhile. And when the government fails to do that, society breaks down. And our government and governments across the world have failed to do that. They have failed to educate the children. The children don't know how to do anything. There is virtually no positive outlook for young children today. And everything's broken. And it's the government's fault because they broke it. It was fine until they interfered with education and until they interfered with drug laws, until they interfered with the judicial system, meaning, the cops would arrest somebody and then for committing a crime, and then the courts would let them go, or the DA would say, well, we're going to let them loose. So we have turned into a world of lawlessness. And it's a powder keg. There is looming, I believe, in many countries. And I believe it's already on simmer right now. I don't think it's a full boil. But civil war and revolution. There's no question in my mind. If you look at what's happening in the stores, at the Target's closing stores. Drug stores are closing stores because mobs of people just go in, take whatever they want, trash the store on the way out, and then the corporations are saying, I don't think this is a good idea to keep these stores open. Let's close them. So when they close the stores, then the only people who want to live in those neighborhoods are the criminals. That's what's left. Yeah. Who in their right mind would want to live in a place like that, where there's no food stores, no drug stores, no gas stations, no mom and pop shops? Who'd want to live there? Only the bottom of the barrel, the criminals, the thugs, the gangs. And once that happens, are those gangs going to say, you know what? We should probably paint this house, make it look better. Let's fix the roof. You think they know how to do that? I got an email from a guy just now. And he said he rented a place and there's an open flame in his house. An open flame. We've talked about this. We've talked about when people get cold and they've got no money, they set a fire in the living room, you know, to keep warm. You know, like a campfire on the floor, on the wooden floor. This is where we're going. And we're hurrying to get there. Gwyneth, tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. I mean, having a fire in your living room is not necessarily a problem. I've got a fire going in my living room right now, but it's in a fireplace. Having an open fire on the living room floor is, in most circumstances, going to be a problem. You're going to burn your house down. This is it. There's a few problems that are at the base of all the other problems. One of them is going back to the issue of licenses. Did you know that license is actually a sin in the Bible, and it's a very serious sin? It's called licentiousness. And it's a sin. It's a very, very serious sin. The Apostle Paul himself rails against licentiousness. And licentiousness has two sides. One of them is, by your rule, allowing people to do things that would otherwise be illegal. And the other thing is, so that's like the tax man comes along and steals your stuff because the government says that they can, because they have a license to be a tax man. That's called licentiousness. The other thing is that somebody comes along and demands that you have a license to do something that otherwise there would be nothing wrong with it. So there's nothing wrong with keeping a dog or a firearm or driving a car. But they make rules to say you can't do that unless you pay us a fee to have that, and a registration and a license to have that dog and that firearm and that motor car. You can have 10 motor cars on your land, but you can't take them off your land unless you pay us the fee. And here in Australia, do you know what the fee is for motor vehicle registration per annum, Vincent?
Well, I know that it's
about $1,000 a year.
Right, right. Way more than here in the United States.
$1,000 a year for motor vehicle registration here in Australia.
You know what's interesting about this?
I don't have a registered motor vehicle, but my son does, and he has to pay his registration every 3 months because he said he can't afford to pay the whole thing at once. And I said, well, how much is it? And he said, it's about $1,000 a year. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, $1,000 a year that he has to fork out just so that he won't get harassed by the blue team. And sometimes he gets harassed by the blue team anyway, because that's what they're like around here. And then they wonder why nobody wants to be a policeman here in Victoria. You've got 500 vacancies in the Victoria Police on average at any one time these days, because nobody wants to be in the Victoria Police. Their name is mud. Their name is absolute mud. And, you know, I personally think that this is how it's going down, that you know, somebody joins the Victoria Police and then they, you know, might take their police car home at night. And then the neighbours might notice that they've got a police car parked in their driveway. And then they ask, what do you do for a living? And they say, I'm in the police. And I think that their life, I don't have any evidence that this is going on, but I think that their life might be getting uncomfortable from that point on. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and you use the term mud. And so, Class, where'd that come from? Well, it came from a conspiracy with John Wilkes Booth. He was the guy that assassinated President Abraham Lincoln at the Ford Theater. And the physician who treated John Wilkes Booth for his broken leg that he received by jumping off the balcony after he shot Lincoln in the head, the physician who treated him was a guy named Mudd, Dr. Samuel Mudd, M-U-D-D. So when you hear his name is Mudd, it's like an association of conspiracy with the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. So it's not a positive thing. And it doesn't mean mud like dirt and water. It means like Dr. Samuel Mudd. And that, you know, that's been around for a long time, that term. I've heard people who were in World War II use that term after World War II. Yeah, his name is Mudd. That's what it means. Gwyneth, do you have a different definition of that, or is that the same one?
That is the same one, and I've got some extra information there on Dr. Samuel Mudd. He was the only other person convicted of the conspiracy. I'm sure that there must have been other people involved, but he was the only other person convicted in the conspiracy to murder President Lincoln. And the reason was that he was the investigating physician that was there to treat the president after he'd been shot. And instead of treating the president, he took the bullet wound, stuck a probe in the bullet wound, and mashed it around inside the wound. So that is probably actually what killed the president, was having a probe stuck into his brain and just swung around inside the president's brain. Turned his brain to mush, killed him.
I submit to you, class, that very few know that side of the story.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard that about Samuel Mudd, but that's what he did. And they got another physician in to do an autopsy on the president. Because the people who were there were reporting that he seemed to be rather rough in his medical treatment with the president. So they got another physician to analyse his work post-mortem. And that's what they found. They found that Dr. Mudd had stuck a probe into the wound to, quote-unquote, attempt to get the bullet out. You don't do that. If you're getting the bullet out, You'd be very, very careful with how you do that, especially when there's the brain involved. You know, just swish that probe around inside every which way. And it turned out that he was...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And there's so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I was talking with someone during the break, and about Dr. Samuel Mudd and what he did with the bullet. And the person said, I didn't know that part. And I said, yeah, well, that's why I have to listen to the radio. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, Gwyneth, I dare to say that you never know what you're going to learn when you listen to USA Prepares. I mean, what we don't do is we don't publish, oh, here's what we're going to talk about, and here is the guest who will be on the air with us. We don't do that. You can just tune in any day, and you will learn something. Guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. And, you know, Gwyneth, the scouts are talking with us about coming to the farm to teach young people what? They want their young scouts, boys and girls, to learn the things that they're not learning in school. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? They want the scouts to come and learn about how actually, what does electricity do? How does it work? How is electricity generated? How much work is it to generate electricity? How does the gasoline engine work? How does the battery work? How does the battery get charged? How does the solar system work? What's hydraulic pressure? What basic physics about levers and pulleys and fulcrums and how to change a tire? How does a tire work? How does a tire keep a car up off the ground? I mean, that's what they want their young scouts to learn. Can you imagine that? I'm excited about it. The things that school doesn't teach. That's what we do here at USA Prepares. Gwyneth, back to you. Hey, do we still have Gwyneth? Did we lose Gwyneth? You there, or did we lose you? Huh. Well, maybe Jason can find out what happened to Gwyneth. Or is it me? Did I get disconnected? Let's see. Doesn't look like it. Looks like I'm here. Jason, do you have Gwyneth? Wow. I see some noise on the line for Gwyneth's side of the screen, and it doesn't look like we have Gwyneth. So let's talk about some things that you might. The phone is ringing. Let's see what that does. Let's see if Jason's going to answer it. Oh, looks like Jason's answering the phone. And it looks like we'll hear just in a second if that's Gwyneth. So it looks like we got disconnected. In the meantime, in terms of preparedness, what I'm finding is people are very interested in generators. They realize that the grid is fragile. They realize that they are in a lot of trouble without electricity. You know, I'm looking at this screen. It looks like the automated attendant grabbed this call. Let's see what happens. Hi, I'm Vin Finella. You're on the air with me. Anybody there? Hello? you know what it is? I think Jason has the board potted down on this particular line, so I cannot hear whoever may be on this line. So I'm going to put this line on hold, and we'll see if we can get Jason to come back. Okay, so back to me. And what people are explaining to me is they just don't trust the grid anymore. They don't trust that the grid is going to be there this winter. They think that the grid is being strained with electric cars, the charging of them. They feel that the demand on the grid for the, you know, when the weather gets colder is going to be not there. And they realize that they're not going to be able to run their refrigeration systems or heating systems, so they're buying generators. And they want to buy them in the right size. And, you know, it seems like people are taking our advice and not buying an oversized generator. They're buying one that will get them through the hard times and use less fuel. That's what I'm hearing. We'll be right back after bottom of the hour commercial announcements and news.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
USA News Update. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. The House voting in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and the rest through early February. The House Speaker knows who he's supporting in the presidential election. The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again. Tensions escalating at a congressional hearing with union leaders when Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen stood up, seemingly challenging Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fight. President Biden actively working to improve the relationship with China, scheduled to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco today. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, it's interesting, class. You know, when cell phones first came out, they said, don't you all be depending on cell phones for an emergency. You know, just, you know, that's, don't do it. You need a landline for emergencies. And the landlines are not all that stable. Nothing's stable. Everything's broken. Everything is broken. Tell me, class, tell me something that's not broken. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear something that's not broken. That'd be a real treat. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I had a dropout on the cell phone signal. The nearest cell tower is about 60 kilometers, about 40 miles from here. And I've got cell phone signal basically through one window of my house that happens to point down a valley. And at the other end of the valley is the cell phone tower. So the cell signal gets sort of funneled up the valley. And it drops out frequently. And so that's what happened just then.
And but yeah, it, this is everything. You're absolutely right. This is everything's broken, and it's because we are the people who think they run the show. They think they're so clever and they're so smart. And with regards to doing wrong, doing evil things, yeah, they're pretty clever at doing evil things. But with regards to actually running anything, they couldn't run a chicken pen to lay eggs. That's just how it is. They couldn't manage a pig farm to make bacon. Well, they could, but they'd turn the pig farm into a concentration camp in the process and torture the pigs for their short lives. They could run a chicken farm, but the chickens would be, you know, like in chicken Auschwitz or something. That's how they would do it. They couldn't really run a chicken farm to where the chickens were happy and wanted to see you in the morning. And, you know, when I have chickens. I have a few chickens. They have enough chickens to keep me in eggs. And when I come to the door of the chicken pen or the gate of the chicken pen in the morning, do you think my chickens run towards me or away from me, Vincent?
Oh, I think they run towards you. I know what they do because I know what ours do. They run toward me. I go out in the backyard. We have chickens in the backyard, and they're free range and cage free. That means that they can go wherever they want, and they put themselves to bed at night. We have a chicken house, and it's like a big storage shed, but it's really tall. It's around 13 feet tall, something like that, maybe 11 feet tall, and it's got a pitched roof, steel roof, and it's got heat in there, and it's got a little door so they can go in and out. And then there's a fenced yard that I keep the gate open, you know, like a dog, 10-foot by 10-foot dog pen. So if there's a threat, they can go in there and I can, you know, close the gate to this chain linked, tall fence. So they have fresh air, but normally they run around. They run around the house. They go in the front yard, side yard, the backyard. They play with the dogs and everybody's good. And when they see me, they go, hey, here he is, and they run over. And if I call them, I go, you know, I have a chicken call, and I call them, and they come running because they know that I've got some scraps for them. I've got some apple peels, or I've got some carrot peels, or I have some lettuce that had some brown around the outside, or cabbage. They know that I'm the guy that feeds them, or Mrs. Finelli, or her son. They know who we are. And I call them, and they come running. Yeah. I mean, not only do they run, they go into turbo mode. They literally flap their wings and run for an extra speed.
They do.
Come get to me.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
My chickens do the same thing. And you know something? If they're not immediately visible, I go like this. I'll do my chicken call. I go, dok, 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 dok. And as soon as they hear that, they can be 100 meters away.
Right.
And I will stand at my back door, and I'll go, dok, 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 dok. And you know where I learned that? I learned that from chickens. Because that's the sound that a chicken makes when it's found something good to eat and it wants to draw the other chickens in. And I heard that. And
yeah.
That's amazing. They got that special call.
Yeah. Well, ours is a little different. Ours speak English. Yours speak Australian. I just go, and they come running. And it's the neatest thing. Well, not only that, Gwyneth, we adopted these, I think they're wild dogs, and we got two of them. And I don't know what they are. The vet doesn't know what they are either, but they're larger, a little larger than our German Shepherds, and they're boys. And we have a farm bell, an old farm bell from the late 1800s. It's this cast iron bell. If you want to look it up, it's made by the C.S. Bell Company, C.S. Bell. And it's a number 2. And they had number one, number two, I guess they had number three and four. So this is a 50-pound bell. It's cast iron. It's really heavy. It's on top of a post. And I have a polypropylene rope with a loop on the end of it. So I slightly pull on this rope, and the bell will ring. And I've taught now they're semi-wild, actually domesticated puppies, that when I ring the bell, it's time for them to come home. I've got something special for them, like dinner, like breakfast, or some dried bread that I bake for them. So they get a treat. And so when I want them to come, I just ring the bell, and they come running. They figured out how to ring the bell. So they ring the bell. And they're training me. Literally, it's, you know, the bell, the rope is like, oh, maybe 3 feet off the ground. And so they grab this loop and they ring the bell and they're telling me, hey, bread, biscuits, come on. Yeah. It's absolutely true. So that's one of those things that I guess if I had TikTok or something, I'd post that video of me and the boys, in choir practice. And, you know, Gwyneth, it's really interesting. So I can go out there and they'll go, they'll just start to whine. And then they're telling me that they want to talk to me. So they'll both come up to me, they'll sit, and they'll kind of just whine or howl just a little bit. And then I'll match that. And then the three of us, and we're actually communicating. I don't know exactly what, they know what we're saying. I don't know what we're saying. But I think they look up to me as their leader. I think they do, because they want hugs. They brush up against me. They give me their paw. And these are dogs that were, if we didn't adopt them, they'd either be shot by somebody or they'd be wild. And they just love it here. So it's what you said without saying these exact words is if you treat animals nicely, they respond in kind. If you're mean to them, they respond in kind. So as far as our cows go, if I go, come on, they look up, they move back, and they come toward me. If I say, hi, girls, they look at me, they move, and they stay where they are. So they know when I'm calling them and when I'm just saying, hey, I'm here, I just want to say hello. They know. And they love Mrs. Finelli because she's the one who gives them cow biscuits. They call them range cubes, and they come in a 50-pound bag, and they have higher protein content. So, you know, when we call the cows, we train them, we give them biscuits, and they just love it. And when they see us, especially when they see Mrs. Finelli, they look in her pockets. You know, they she's got a jacket on, they're sniffing her pockets. So, or we have an old Jeep.
You know something, Vincent? It's so interesting how we have much the same thing at much the same time. You know what? I've been doing a particular thing of training with Lily, my horse, and trying to train it to be frightened of large vehicles. And as standing her on the driveway when I know that the bus is going to be coming, then giving her a little bit of grass just when the bus comes, you know, rocketing past, which is a certain time each day. And I was at the gate the other day, and I was bending over to undo the lock on the gate, and I feel this tugging at my pocket. And I turn around, and she stole the grass out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Of my jeans. I had the grass stuck in the back pocket of my jeans, and while I was bent over dealing with the lock, she snuck up behind me and pickpocketed the grass out of my... And she stood there and she was laughing at me. And I said, you're a pickpocket, you.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting.
She sort of, I think she probably did her horsey smile at me. And said, I know where it is. I know how to do it.
You know, well, she knew you weren't going to eat it.
Grass by the side of the road.
Yeah, she knew you weren't going to eat it. She knew you weren't going to eat it. She knew it was for her. It's just that she was in a hurry.
She knew that it was for her, but it was just too tempting.
You know, it's interesting that you said this.
I wasn't too harsh on her for that. In fact, I wasn't harsh at all. I just jokingly said, oh, you pickpocket, you.
Yeah. You know, in the backyard, we've got a bottle calf. Mrs. Finelli is feeding this calf three times a day. And so it's, you know, she's taking ownership of taking care of this cow, this baby calf. And so in the backyard, I'll hear Mrs. Finelli talking. And I'm wondering, who is she talking to? She's having a discussion with the calf, or she's having a discussion with the cats, or a discussion with the chickens. You know, she's literally discussing things with them, and they're looking at her as if they understand what she's saying. Maybe they do. But it's interesting how animals respond. So the calf, the cows, the chickens, the dogs, the cats, all the animals here on the farm know who we are, and they are not afraid of us. But they don't exactly feel the same way about people they don't know. So they know the difference between us and people who don't live here. They know. They know. So they're you know, apprehensive about those who they know don't live here, like customers who come by appointment to have us work on their vehicles. By the way, class, we don't have a license to run a business. I don't have a business license. Can you imagine that? I do not have a license to run a farm. I don't have a license to work on cars. I don't have a license to... This is unbelievable. You might not believe this, but I don't have a license to broadcast. Can you imagine that? Gwyneth, do you have a license to broadcast?
No.
Uh-oh. David in California is on the line. And David, we'll be with you right after these few short commercial announcements. But and asked if I'd like to have some sponsors, and I said no. I appreciate it anyway. No
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, and Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David in California, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Phil. And Gwyneth, if I remember right, Missouri recently legalized hemp again. Has hemp silage gotten into the market yet?
That I don't know, but in some of the cities in Missouri, smoking dope is perfectly legal. I think it's considered a recreational escape from reality.
Well, this is the hemp, which is the old rope stuff that you don't get high on.
Manila hemp rope, They used to use it for ladders and it's really strong. It's a great product, absolutely great.
Well, in addition, you know, before 1927, when it was made out, when it was outlawed all across America, hemp silage was a major part of the economy. Hemp alone was said to be one-third of the American economy because it was paper, it was cloth, it was and silage was a massive part of that 30%. And one of the things that I'm leading up to, you know, there's been so much topsoil loss with these massive storms. You know, the downpours that'll knock, 8 inches in a matter of hours. I even heard over in Tennessee they had 5 inches of rain in a half an hour. There is a massive amount of topsoil loss that happens with that. And hemp is a great crop it holds the soil. It provides an enormous shade. And then when something like a gully washer like that happens, even if it knocks it to the ground, all of those tough, wiry plants, will hold as much topsoil as they can grab, in a sort of a mesh net. And so I'm just wondering if agricultural, the ag systems throughout the world are looking at hemp as not only its intended uses, but also for these pending topsoil losses.
Well, according to what I've learned, Missouri it's legal to farm hemp in Missouri, but from what I understand, you have to have permission to do it. So I'll do some more research on that. I don't know, the up-to-the-minute rules and laws regarding that. But there are content limit. So you can't have more than 0.3% THC in all of the United States, according to the 2018 Farm Bill. So I guess the answer is I'm all for it. I don't want people driving under the influence of any kind of drug or alcohol because I think they need to have their wits about them. I certainly don't want vehicles driving themselves with people who are incapacitated sitting in the front seat where the steering wheel might be. But I am in favor of restoring agriculture to the United States of America and making products that are useful and natural. Because if you think about it, there's not enough hemp in the United States in terms of using it for its intended purposes, like, as you mentioned, fabric and twine and so forth, and rope. When hay is baled, most farmers, not me, but most farmers wrap that hay in something called net wrap, which is a plastic wrap to confine the hay into a cylindrical type bale, a round bale, maybe 1,000 pounds. And then it holds its shape fairly well. But then what do you do with that plastic when you cut that off so that the cows can eat the hay? You certainly don't want them eating the plastic netting. It's like a nylon stocking, except, you know, bigger openings between the fibers. So what do you do with this? You've got like a 5-gallon bucket amount of net wrap. If you pushed it into a bucket, you could probably fit into a 5-gallon bucket, but that's an enormous amount. So farmers save it, you know, when they feed all winter long. And then what do they do with it in the summer? They set it on fire.
Oh, God.
Or they throw it in a ditch. So it's around for a long time. But the alternative is sisal rope, which is natural rope. But it costs three, four times as much as plastic rope. And we use the plastic for tying our bales, but I'd much rather use sisal, but it costs four times as much. So if we had more production, the price would come down.
Exactly, yeah. Much less, there's if you've ever kept up with George Washington Carver, he had invented plastics from soy and peanuts, and the plastics would biodegrade in sunlight, and there were other plastics that would biodegrade in water. Mm-hmm. And so you could come up with a plastic that might be able to be used for, I don't know, 3 months or something like that, which might be just what you need to get it survive in the winter, and then it starts to break down on its own.
Yeah, and there are peanuts, packing peanuts, that are made that way. And they're not polystyrene. They are a vegetable oil product, and they do what you're talking about. Class one,
hey, well, appreciate
one last thing. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, David. I'll talk about hay on another class. Gwenna, thank you for being with us today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.